Recording in progress.
I'd like to call the December 18th meeting of the Candia Planning Board to order. Please rise and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Attendance, Judy.
Here.
Mark.
Here.
Tim, here. Brian.
Yes.
Scott, not here. Linda.
Here.
And Kevin.
Here.
Okay. Just going to start. Just to read it into the record, the first thing is old business, case number 24008, major subdivision, DAR Builders LLC. I won't bother reading all the detail for development on Crowley Road. That has been continued by the applicant. And right now it is scheduled for January 15th, correct? Yep. So if anybody is here for that, it will not be happening tonight. It's happening January 15th. Okay. So we're going to add a little procedural piece here to the agenda under new business. No, and I was just handed this. Notice of lot merger. The undersigned as owners of the parcels listed below request that the following parcels be merged and hereafter be treated as a single tract or parcel of land for all purposes in accordance with RSA 674-39-A. This is Richard A. Duhame and Linda M. Duhame, trustees of Richard A. Duhame and Linda M. Duhame Revocable Trust. The address is 56 Knowlton Road, Candia, New Hampshire. Tax map and lot 404-80, located at 56 Knowlton Road in Candia. Title reference. Parcel number 2 is tax map 404-81. And parcel 3 is 404-82. And that the merged lots would be 404 lot 80. And I don't know if we have a map in here.
Yes, there is.
Keep going. So 404. So the. I just want to get my bearings before we...
This should be High Street, I think, and then that should be Knowlton Road, one of them.
That's Knowlton, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
With High Street.
All right, so they've got... I can pass this around. The three lots... are definitely all connected. One of them is a non-conforming lot in that it does not, currently non-conforming lot, in that it does not have road frontage. One does, the other two do have road frontage. And the abutter is the town of Candia. And then Country Manor Lane LLC. I mean, typically these are just procedural.
Would you read the map number again, please?
Yep, 404. I'll read it where it's easier to read.
I can read it. 404-81, 404-82, and those would combine for 404-80.
No, it's 404-80.
80. You start 82, with 80.
Yep, 82 and 81, right?
Right.
Yep, and they combine into 80. The road's on the bottom.
Where's High Street?
High Street would be... What's this one? It's a... Reserve Wines?
Because Knowlton comes off High
Have
Street.
Have we seen this before?
No.
No, it's a no. It's just a lot company.
Yeah, the last one we did was for Dick Snow.
Is that a paper road that is like a class six that's no longer on the town?
It's actually not even a class six.
It's not even.
Right. It's a discontinued road.
Yeah, last one of this we did was for Dick Snow.
Okay.
And basically, unless it creates something strange, we're not. We can't really reject it unless it does something.
Yeah, it's just combining the lots will be one tax map instead of broken up.
But 81 and 82 aren't contiguous to each other.
No, the town's lands in between.
Okay.
Yeah, 81 and 82 aren't, but they both abut with 80.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah, something like three of them with the original.
Usually I would get this in advance and be able to look it up and have an understanding of what's going on.
Yeah. And well, it will form a U around the town land.
Yeah. Okay, I understand that now.
You'll see that.
If you can, yeah.
Clear
as mud.
I think I have it.
The landholders that, I want to say Knowlton's, but that's the road to Ducharme's?
Duhaime.
Duhaime.
Dickie Duhaime.
You want to see this instead? It's easier on
So
here.
Will that be online, Amy? Would that be online, like, that we could look at it
so
again?
So this is...
No, okay. I just got it today.
And 82, yeah. Combining with 80, the town owns 84,
yeah.
So they're going to make one lot.
Yeah. The two axes.
It will be roughly 35 acres or so.
Yeah.
And they'll get a lot more of the road frontage because that one property, but it does eliminate a lot that has no road frontage, which is a positive.
But that road isn't a road.
No, it's not a road. It really doesn't have road frontage. That is a discontinued road.
Yeah.
That was so it'll have road frontage on a road that isn't a road.
Right.
So
unless things change through the town, there'll be no development up there.
And it's a matter of convenience and less tax bills to manage.
Right. It was a piece of property that was in contention, and Dickie spent the money to have it surveyed, researched, and clear the title so he could combine it with his.
Okay. I now understand.
Yep.
and he pays a lot of the fields around Candy and Auburn.
Yeah.
And he's got all the survey documentation behind it and everything else here.
So ready for a motion?
Yeah, I'm ready for a motion.
I make a motion that we accept the applicant's request to lot line combination.
A second.
Okay, Judy.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Tim. Yes. Brian.
Yes.
I'm going to scratch him out. Scott's not here. Linda.
Yes.
And Kevin.
Yeah.
There we go. Is there a place to sign here? No, I don't think so.
There's a place for multiple signatures.
Yeah, down the end of somewhere.
Give me this mortgagee.
I know it seems like a lot of papers for a lot of them.
It certainly does.
Ah, there you go.
All right, so we'll pass this around. We're going on to the next thing here.
No, go ahead, Gil.
Okay, so next up on the agenda, case number 24-009, major subdivision, applicant AV Development, Al Tellerico, right? Yep, got it. 157 Maple Street, Stoneham, Mass. Owner, AV Development, Al Tellerico, 157 Maple Street, Stoneham, Mass. Property location, Diamond Hill Road, Candy, New Hampshire. Lot 409, map 409, lot 228. major subdivision, 73.7 acre, 9-lot subdivision, and make a note that Scott just arrived.
Scott's in the house.
Scott's in the house.
Just flew in.
So, at this point, and again, just for people who don't know the process here, let me explain. Okay, the applicant will give their presentation so that everybody will know what they're proposing. We will go through our completeness check to see what's missing from the application. And then once that's done, we will take a vote to accept, if that gets completed tonight, we will take a vote to accept the application as complete. So everything we're talking about tonight has nothing to do with approving or rejecting the application. It's just, is the application complete? And there won't be any public comment tonight. We had our pre-checklist and you know, we're fairly certain this will not be complete this evening, and so there won't be any public comment this evening. But this is a good opportunity for you guys to all understand kind of what's going on. And then once we accept it as complete, then we will go into a public hearing on it. Okay. And Amy, did you grab my checklist that we made yesterday? Just so I can go through that. I like to give it to you because I'll lose it. Thank you. So I'll turn it over to you guys to give your presentation, and you know, you may want to turn that a little bit to the people can see, and we've all got our
We've got the small ones, so you can do that for the public.
Yeah.
All
right. And if you want to call out a page number or whatever, if you're going to flip pages, we can follow along.
Perfect. Well, thank you for having us this evening. My name is Eric Poulin. I'm from Jonesy Beach Engineers, representing the property owner on this project. We're down on Diamond Hill Road. This is zone residential. And what we're looking to do here, as the chairman mentioned, is a 9-lot single-family residential development with one cul-de-sac road. The property has got a bit of a unique shape. What I mean by that is the only frontage we have onto the road is a very narrow neck that runs for several hundred feet. And that really sets what we can do for a driveway. The driveway's got to go there. So we're proposing the street go down that neck and then open up into the larger upland area, into the middle of the property, and do a cul-de-sac road of approximately 1,500 feet to service 9 lots. The property extends all the way back to, you'll see two parallel running property lines at the back there, and that's the rail trail. The property generally drains north to south with sections of wetlands and steep slopes mixed in throughout the property. The lots will be serviced by on-site septic and on-site wells. Drainage is, and you can see this on sheet, I'm going to jump to sheet C11, just to quickly talk about drainage. So we're planning on doing roadside ditches on either side. Those will collect to a 4-bay for pretreatment, and then we're planning on doing a gravel wetland system for stormwater treatment for the roadway. And then that discharges to a small infiltration pond down on lot 7. Now we need to do that because this is sufficient enough in size where this is going to need an alteration of terrain permit through the state, and they require a certain amount of infiltration as part of your project. So that's why we have that two-tier system with those ponds. Jump into sheet C10. This will need a special use permit from the planning board. The reason being is there is a wetland impact that needs to occur. Now, unfortunately, this wetland is located right at the base of this right-of-way neck that gets us down to the roadway. So we really have no alternative but to cross it. So we are proposing a 4,846 square foot wetland impact associated with the project.
That wouldn't be us.
That would be the state.
That would be the state.
The state's looking into that.
That's a state permit. So we're going to file.
You said us, but yeah.
We don't do what. That's a state permit. But wanted to make the town aware that we're going to file that. So that's pending. The remaining portion of the property south of the subdivision lots is, we're calling it an unbuildable lot. This is approximately 32 acres, and we're providing access to it through lots 6 and 7. The intent on this is to potentially do some sort of conservation overlay onto that property, but we're still working on the logistics of that, but that's the current intent. So it, where that big A4 is?
Oh, right here.
Yeah,
so that would be approximately where the access would occur.
Yeah, but where's 6 and 7, just so we know?
Where that big A4 is, those two lots to the left and right of that.
And where's the water going?
Right here.
No, yeah. The water.
So the stormwater pond is located in the middle of the cul-de-sac bulb. You can see it on sheet C11. And then it drains south and eventually discharges back into the wetland system south of the property.
So south is not on that
C11 shows.
No, nothing's on the 32. If you could go back to the front, go back to, I think it's page 1 or something. I know this because we just reviewed it yesterday. If you go back to A1, you can now see that white lamb chop sticking off the back end. That's the part of the property that's not being developed.
Chairman, can I kind of go over that? Because
yeah,
I know
yeah.
Probably this area is probably going to be talked about. Just to give you a little recap, my name is Al. I'm the property owner. This is my brother, Vinny. We've had this property now for probably 3 years. When we first purchased this property, we were thinking of developing it into 13, maybe 14 parcels with two cul-de-sacs. We bit off a little more than we could chew with this property. And so we develop a plan that we feel is the best plan for that site. With this area right here, we've been going back and forth to decide what we're going to do with it, but eventually I think what we're considering is probably deeding it to the town as a conservation area. We do want to have access to that area, so we left a 60-foot easement from the cul-de-sac for residents or some of the property owners to have access to that area. But we're not going to do anything with this. This is the only area that is going to be impacted.
My concern is...
Name.
You're
doing public comment.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't be doing it this way, but...
I'll wait.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Keep plugging away here. Just to touch base on permits needed. So this is large enough to need alteration terrain permit. So this there's going to be a state permit for that. A couple of the lots are underneath 5 acres, so we'll need state sub for some of the lots. And there's going to be that wetland permit that'll need to be executed. We've received comments from Stantec. We've reviewed those. We find that the majority of those comments, we feel confident we can have sufficient answers to those comments and resolve them with relative ease. There's a couple of items on the list that we feel like needs input from the town to figure out what direction to go in. That's our primary goal this evening is to get that dialogue going on some of these items. And just to jump into those. One of them being issues with the access to Diamond Hill Road. We need 250 feet of site distance per the regulations, but the problem is to the east, we really can only achieve 150 feet of clean site distance. Luckily, this is a low miles per hour road. But there's no other way to access the property. So we're really hamstrung on what we can do. That needs to be where the street is. So we wanted to engage the board on if a waiver would be appropriate. In addition to that, Stantec also mentioned that we're not lining up to the road at a 90-degree angle. We know that we're more at about a 60-degree angle. But again, the angle which the property comes at Diamond Hill Road is not at a clean 90, and we're trying to turn and square up to it as best we can, but we're limited with the amount of real estate that we have to work in. So we did our best to do that.
Remind me, what is the that opening? What's the distance on that? Was it 50 or 60 feet?
60 feet.
I think it's 60 feet.
Yeah, 60 feet.
Yeah. So we have a little bit of wiggle room.
Yeah.
But really not a ton.
Not enough to go 90, but.
Not enough to go do major adjustments to either the location or how it squares up to the road. So those are things we feel like
perhaps
the board's amenable to it, a waiver.
Perhaps maybe even pursuing an easement over that lot if you had such a relationship with that person. You could come up to a 90 because it is a tough. You wouldn't really want it to be 90.
And that's something we can, I can speak with my client and maybe engage with some of our neighbors, but
right,
that's... That's something we could try, but ultimately they have the right to do or not do what they want with their property. So we could look into that, but there's no guarantees that are
right. No,
but something we can investigate.
You see how that's just like a sliver there? So it really has no value to them, you know.
Totally understand. Yeah, and that's something that we can touch base after the meeting and maybe do some investigations on some options there. So that's one item that we wanted to touch base with you on. And the other one being, there is a regulation on the books that limits stormwater treatment inside cul-de-sac bulbs. And if you go to sheet C11, you get a good view of what we're talking about here. The property is, it's quite hilly. And with the installation of the cul-de-sac, what we're going to be left with is a nice, large, flat grass area. And it seems like a great opportunity to place a stormwater system there. Given the hilliness of the area, it really becomes prime real estate. And the fact that the cul-de-sac bulb is being designed this way, that area is going to be there, whether we utilize it or not. And we really feel like that's a good opportunity to get use out of that flat area that we're going to have.
Mentioned it actually in our in a review of the the pre-hearing checklist, that if you actually look at the contour lines on the map, that's kind of the only place you can really put water collection, because everything else is uphill from that spot. So that's something that you have to work with Stantec and make your point.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand where you're coming from.
Yep.
That is...
Those are 2-foot contours, right?
Yeah, those are 2 foot. Yeah.
But that's fairly standard in the industry out there
for
the stormwater right in the cul-de-sac.
It would be a waiver for us, but I think as long as Stantec is okay with the design of the water retention and looking at the contour lines, I literally was going, their only other option would be to pump it uphill somewhere. Which doesn't make a lot of sense. So
I'm confident we could get to a spot with Stantec where they're comfortable with the nuts and bolts of the design itself.
Yep.
So then it would just come down to a waiver from the town and just request permission to execute it in that location, which is I think what we would be looking to proceed with.
Understand where you're coming from there.
Yep. And then the last item I have that I wanted to touch base with the town on is the fire cistern. And if with support from the fire chief, if we need one, and if that the need for it at all could be waived, given his input, or if we feel like we need one, would the town be amenable to modifying it to a concrete cistern rather than a fiberglass cistern? The concrete cisterns, they're a lot easier to source, and the benefit we find with them, we like to go with concrete because the benefit we have is there's a lot of people in this state that can work with concrete. Fiberglass is a kind of a different animal and a little more difficult to work with if there's ever need for a repair or a fix or some kind of a modification. So we like the flexibility of using concrete cisterns because there's a lot of skilled laborers in the state that work with concrete. So it gives us that flexibility. So that was the third item we wanted to touch base with the town on, what their thoughts were on the cistern.
I would think as long as the fire chief and Stantec are okay with the capacity and
the water source is the main issue.
I would think this board would, whatever you work with them and whatever they determine is an acceptable.
Yeah.
None of us are fire safety people or engineers, so we would take our...
We've always relied on the fire chief.
Yeah, so we would take them as the...
Right.
As the people that would make that determination.
Okay.
And similar on your road access, you know, we're not going to go against, out of hand, go against what the road agent and Stantec says either.
You're not proposing for a private road, right?
No, we would. The intent would be for this to be eventually taken over as a town as a town road. Yep. And so then the last thing. So a lot of these, I think, are going to get addressed with waivers, and we're starting to kind of build that list of the waivers we think we're going to execute with the application.
Your cul-de-sac. Is that a W-40 or 60?
I believe it's a 60.
The cul-de-sac diameter.
Yeah, is that designed for the bigger trucks, or?
I believe we ran a fire truck as the
60.
It's 60 diameter. Yeah, I believe it's 120 across, so 60, yep.
Now, if it went to a 40, would that help you at all, or no?
To reduce?
That's one of the waivers we're going to be asking
Okay, that was my point, whether we're going to ask for a waiver on that. Yeah,
yeah. So it's just kind of wasteful to
right.
have the normal area.
We've talked about making that change in ordinance, but we haven't yet, so we end up dealing with a waiver every time.
Yeah, that's
you lose a lot of that area if they need it for drainage too. So you want to do your drainage.
Well, it all depends on whatever they design.
Yeah, that'll be a give and take. But if the board's looking to reducing that radius, I think that would help because we're trying to lay into the hillside there.
Yeah.
So if we can reduce that but still maintain the drainage we need, I think that'd be beneficial.
And quite honestly, just so everybody knows, that is a pretty much standard waiver.
Right.
That we've been granting anyway. So,
okay, that's good to know.
Even Stantec has made the point that we need to change that. We just have not gotten around to changing it yet.
Yep, understood. And then the last kind of outstanding items here that I think again will be addressed with waiver request is just wanted to bring up the fact that we're requesting that back half of the property that's going to go into conservation. What you're seeing there is a plan of reference. The calculation's based off a plan of reference, and it's not fully surveyed. We surveyed the front half of the property where we're planning on executing the lots, but the back half is a plan reference. So we would be requesting a waiver to do a partial boundary rather than a full boundary. And then also we would be requesting, we're planning on doing stone bounds on the frontages of the lots. But just we would like to do iron pins for the back of the lots, away from the right of way of the road, would be the last thing that we would be looking to do, and potentially we could execute as a waiver with the application. But other than that,
now,
those are the
there's one other one that you probably are going to
yep.
put in there, which would be sidewalks and lighting on the private road.
Okay,
it's not a private road.
Well, on the new developed road.
Yeah, we discussed those. We feel that the neighborhood, it would change the character to start installing lighting, which would disrupt any of the neighbors.
Yeah, just included as another waiver.
So we're gonna request a waiver on those items.
And I bring that up because I look out here in the room, and I think most of the people in this room would not want street lights in their neighborhood. That's why I
in their backyard.
Okay. Right, and that was behind houses. Yeah. Yep, I'll make sure I add that to the list. And that's all the main items I wanted to hit personally, and I'd open it up to just any general comments, concerns, and anything we can do for the board to inform the application better.
Yeah, anybody got any questions or anything before we jump into going through some of the stuff?
No, we need to jump into the list, and that might generate some.
Okay, so I'm not going to read how much I love reading.
The ones that are outstanding.
Yeah, I'm not going to read everything, okay? I've made a note here that the boundaries of the entire parcel in acreage and square feet in reference to public streets and USGS benchmarks, they put the upland on the plans, the upland area is listed in square footage. I requested that they put it in acreage so that it matches up with the ordinance.
What number was that on our checklist?
10.06C. I mean, it met the requirements, but
yeah, but I think that's pretty consistent. Standard. We've asked for the acreage all the
yep.
time.
Yep. Yep.
Nope. It's easy. We understand.
But I don't want to break out my calculator and try to figure right. out
43.56.
Okay, and then we get to make Judy happy. 10.06G. Roads, streets, and driveways within 200 feet of the parcel. They had the driveway cuts, but not the driveways, so they were going to add that as well. And then we've got 10.06M, a letter from the fire chief and police chief regarding safety issues is required. Now, you know, we don't normally get that at this early stage in the game, so we normally accept it as complete without those being presented, but we'll need those before we actually have the public hearing.
Yep, so that and we are working on those.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And the vehicle turning movement plan, I checked it with a circle because they're going to ask for a waiver on that because we don't have one that meets our... And 10...
Which number is that? Oh,
10.06T.
Yeah.
And 1204 requires that all lots be marked with granite markers. And again, they've said they're going to request a waiver on that.
Just for the back ones?
Just for the back ones, yep.
Yes, yep.
Also require an approval for local and state driveway permits if a new lot is created. And they don't need driveway permits because they're not putting driveways on a current town road. By the time the town takes over the road, all the driveways will be in. If the town does take over the road, then they will need driveway permits for any house they build after that.
Good question.
Yeah.
On the metal pins in the back, are we going to have them concreted at least in the base of it?
Well, no, they're going to request that waiver first.
Yeah.
Right. And yep. If they put in for the waiver, I mean, we should have it so it's concreted.
Well, but we discussed that when we put in for the waiver.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I think that Stantec will play a part in that discussion too, right?
Yeah.
As to what's an acceptable, you know, if it's just a 2-foot pin that's driven in.
We'll touch base with Stantec to make sure we're all on the same page, but we use approximately 3-foot long iron rods, and those are drilled, those are hammered, rammed down in to be close flush with ground, and then there's a plastic cap put on. And then those are checked to make sure they're in the perfect spot. Those are, I mean, they can be messed with. So can granite bounds, but they're quite difficult to dislodge. You really got to go out of your way to do it. They're pretty sturdy. They're about 3 feet long, and they go down almost the whole length.
And the caps are designed so that when you take them out, if you hammer them back in, the cap's destroyed, and it has.
Yeah, it'll have our seal on it.
Right.
Yeah, and if you mess with it, you can't get the cap really to look right again, and you know that it's been messed with. Yep.
And Tim, there was a few that I'm not sure if we already covered.
I was
them.
Just going to ask you two guys to,
yeah,
because Judy and Kevin were also involved in the.
We talked about this, but I just wasn't sure if you had to say it officially. 10.06N. Proposed streets, driveways, and sidewalks with indication of direction of travel and inside radii of all curves. Do they need to do a waiver for that?
No.
Okay.
For the sidewalks, I had circled.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to do. Yeah, they're going to have to do a. You know.
We know they're not having sidewalks, and so would they request a waiver for that?
With the lighting, the sidewalks and lighting is
yes,
all one
right.
way. All one thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the other one, 10.06T. We talked about this, the turning of the, you know, a vehicle turning movement plant with truck turning movements into and out of the proposed road. A waiver for that one?
The
fire
are
truck
you talking
turning?
From Diamond Hill?
I think we'll be able to provide that. If you look at page P3.
Yeah, we did see
no,
them.
No, I think what we're, I'm sorry. To,
yeah,
cause I move, so what Judy's talking about is that the particular statement in that ordinance is what we were kind of trying to fulfill. It's at not the turn radius of the fire truck, but any vehicle going around that area. And we know that we could do it, but could we, through the plans, kind of show it? And I don't know if we, at the time that...
you did put some turning radius information, in, you know, they did put turning radius information in P3. The thing that, so, you know, I think it's complete. They've shown it. That's something we're going to have to deal with when we get into it's complete and now we're dealing with it. Is it acceptable? Because they do have to, it does impinge on the second lane of
traffic going in and out.
Traffic going the other way. If the fire truck turns in, it does impinge on that other lane.
Just wanted to bring it up because we had talked about it.
Yep. So so in terms of completeness, they provided it. The question is it acceptable, right?
That's all I have.
And that's a discussion at a later date.
Right. Yep. That was my take on it, right?
Because
it's there. Is it acceptable? That's a whole other discussion.
Well, and it was, you know, during those emergency situations when you know vehicles aren't going to be trying to cross when there's a fire truck trying to come in or an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to articulate that in a way that kind of fit that statement. Because if a fire truck wasn't going in there would be turn radiuses for, and there'd be plenty of maneuverability through vehicles going through that space.
Yeah, my only worry would be if the plow trucks
turning in. Yep.
But that's a discussion with the road agent.
Correct, and that's where that whole entrance to the property
right. Is
going to be a discussion with the road agent and with StanTech as to...
60 feet, you can put a nice wide skirt out there, I mean.
Yeah, so, you know, that's going to be a... Again, that
mm-hmm.
you know, they put the sketches in.
Yep. The subject matter experts will have to decide and weigh in on that.
Correct, yeah. You got anything, Kev, from...
No, we kind of covered them all.
Good.
Okay.
Motion that the application
is the application's not complete because it's not. also, Dan, I'm not going to go through the entire table here because we're going to be not complete anyway. But one of the things for completeness too is all waivers must be provided with
the application,
which they're obviously not.
We've got a handful that we're going to draft up.
That's fine. When we did the pre-hearing checklist, you know, we told Al that, you know, we're not going to find this complete,
right. But
it's an opportunity for you to come in, let the neighbors hear what you're talking about and to go through all this
and
have the, you know, the full board hear what you're talking about.
Yep. Yeah. This is very helpful.
Okay. Yep. So,
plus, it gives them an opportunity to hear our concerns.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and obvious that road intersection is probably our main concern at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. That's good to know.
You know that's the main concern. Some of the other waivers you're asking for, anything.
It would be nice to pick up that square. Because if you look at the way Diamond Hill bends right there, it's just kind
of... At least the vast majority of the traffic is going down the hill or up the hill in that direction.
Right.
Yeah, because it's like dead end after that.
Right.
With six houses maybe? Four,
I don't even think it's six, is it?
I don't think so.
Less than that, yeah.
It's a handful of houses.
Yeah.
But although we don't make that 250, the site distance, we have that 150. The way that the road curvature goes, you're going to be able to see that whole distance from the way, because it's gradually going uphill. So it's not like you won't be able to see someone coming into the road. The way the ordinance is written or the section is, you've got to have that straight side.
Unimpeded sight.
So I'm hoping that that StanTech and our engineers can kind of accommodate some sort of possibilities of making that work.
So
is it going to be too much to ask for them to like the stormwater and stuff like that coming down with Diamond Hill at that, where the road's going to come out, how you know, eventually it's going to run onto the property a little bit.
That was a question I asked. I don't remember. Here. Oh, here it is. I came right to it. P1?
Yeah, P1, but...
It drains away from the road.
From the main road.
From yeah.
Okay, but the stormwater coming in that area, I just don't want it to pool up on a road. You know what I'm saying? If it,
Jeff will have it running that when they get ready this time.
But it's good for the engineer to look at, too.
Yeah. Our street's gradually heading downhill away from, mm-hmm. from Diamond Hill. But
you're going to be opening the road right there.
You're absolutely right. So I'll make a note of it. We'll take a peek at how we're interacting with Diamond Hill, how we're grading into it, whether a culvert is appropriate to keep a continuous flow path.
Because mm-hmm. that was a concern I had.
Yep, we'll take a
look. Until I saw the grade and I went, okay, it's not such a big concern.
It's like 27 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the things on the top of my mind, because right. any water that would come in there would then continue to run right down the road.
And that's the way we're trying to design it to not impact any kind of water going into any.
Right.
We want to self-contain all of that stormwater and kind of flowing into that cul-de-sac area. And there is a couple of other areas, containment areas, that we have going kind of to slow things down. But, you know, I think that's not something that we can't kind of manage.
Anybody got anything else?
No, sorry.
Good job.
No? All right, so I'll take a motion, but the things we have to do is we have to list what's
outstanding,
right? So I will list this off for the record, and people can add to it, and then someone can make a motion that we accept this list of things that are deficient. How's that?
You want to go from A through?
Yeah.
Because A4 we didn't really talk about, but in the discussion we had, they need to correct the drawings because Severino is still listed as the owner.
Ah, correct.
On
yep.
page C2, C6, C7, and P3.
Correct. Yep. There we go. Go ahead, Kev. Keep going.
Yeah. I had that on 106C. We had issues with the boundaries and USG markers, and they had to. Did we verify they were on the sheet, or was that?
They're verified. They're on the sheet.
Okay.
But we need the upland acreage listed, not square footage.
On 106G, that 200-foot driveway cut, we wanted them to sketch in the driveway, not just the cut, which is, I think it was on, it's a lot 409-161 driveway.
Right. The abutter's driveway was map 409-161, correct.
Yep. Yeah. We can do that.
And the lot that was listed as Tom Severino is map 409-141.
Yeah. It's listed on pages C2, C6, C7, and P3. At least those are the ones I noticed.
Yep.
Okay.
I have 1006M, letter from the fire chief.
Hold on, let me throw in 1006G. Because that is the that was the one the driveway needed more detail. It just had the driveway cuts.
I think we just talked about
did you
that.
Talk to get that one? I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
And
yep,
106N is just wrong page. 106M is the letters from the fire chief, police chief regarding safety. So I think you're chasing those now.
Yep, chasing those down. Yep.
106N was the waiver for the sidewalk, I believe.
Yep.
106S, you're going to add the acreage, not square footage, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and W all require all state, federal, local permits and associated permit numbers, but those are being issued in their condition of approval. So they can't have them yet, right?
Correct. But T, too, 1006T, the truck movements.
Right. Thank you.
That's going to be a waiver as well.
I have a waiver written, but I didn't have it circled like the other ones.
And 1006X, that's the waiver requests have to be in before we can accept it as complete.
Yep.
And 1204 is the markers.
Do we talk about the permit numbers?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And the lighting, you did the sidewalk, but not the lighting.
Yep.
Waiver.
Yeah, but which one is lighting under?
I don't think it's.
I think it's with the sidewalk one.
Okay, I think it's that same section of the.
Same section of the.
But it's not listed. Yeah. Okay.
We'll list sidewalk and lighting in that.
Good, one in that waiver. Yeah.
So we'll capture them both.
Okay, so somebody want to make a motion that we rule it not complete based on what we've just listed?
So moved.
Judy moves.
I'll second that.
Second Kevin. All right. We're going to go backwards this time. Kevin.
Yes.
Linda. Oh, you can't vote. I should have recused you. I'm sorry. I didn't even do that.
I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, there you go. Good girl. Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Tim. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
And Judy.
Yes.
All right.
You did such a good job. I was waiting for you to do the motion.
I'm not good at that.
What? I make the motion?
You did all the hard work.
I get a second as your thing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck with the project.
This one, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And everybody, you did get the stand.
How did you know that?
I remember. We were watching what you were writing. So? Good.
If you guys want to stay around, you can.
I only asked him to bring enough for the board. It is online.
Do you have copies of
You could have eventually, this one. I've studied it, so
you sure? We're gonna get a little more
and yeah, everything should be available online, guys, too.
Yeah, it's all online.
And if you guys want to stay around, we do have open public comment. We won't be able to answer any questions if it's about that case, but you can spill your guts if you want to.
So at this juncture, why can't we make our concerns now, so this way, instead of waiting for them to go through the whole waiver process and then come back, and then we voice our concerns? I mean, wouldn't it be beneficial for them to hear us now so they could be addressed when they're addressing waivers?
It... Them's the rules and regs that we have to deal with.
But they can speak at the public portion.
Right,
tonight.
You'll speak at the public portion, like next meeting.
We can't answer you, but you guys can.
You can hang out and you can speak your piece, right? We won't be able to discuss it with you, but you can absolutely. That's why I said you can stay here and speak your piece. But we're tied by state regs that say we can't take in public comment until the application's complete. And we open the public hearing.
It's a process.
You know, it's like when she started asking a couple questions, I was okay with it, but I couldn't let it get carried away because we'd be violating state law.
Well, I'd like to express one concern.
You got to wait just a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to continue it to a date certain. Al agreed to the second meeting in February.
Oh, shoot. We didn't do that when he was here. Yeah, which is the 15th.
The 19th.
The 19th.
February.
Okay, for the record, we have continued the hearing on Diamond Hill till the 19th of February. Okay?
Okay.
I won't be here.
Zoom?
Vacation?
Yeah, will there be Zoom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, vacation.
Unless you're on a cruise ship.
They have
internet packages you can get.
They're really expensive.
I'm just very concerned with the, I'm at you're the bottom
going on
of the
a
hill,
trip. What are you worried
and
about?
And my money? Land abuts them. And, I mean, I already have water.
Okay. Give us a few minutes. Then you can,
so,
then, just, we, then we'll go to public, you know, like, wide open public comment. You can.
So right. February what? 19th?
19th.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. They just we kind of like.
I know. It was like.
Yeah, and they got up and walked out. So the next thing on the agenda.
Brain fog.
Oh God.
Did anybody have any issues with the minutes of the previous last meeting of December 4th?
Nope.
Judy says no.
Hey, the AI
cleans AI's working, huh?
I agree. I didn't get it all the way through, but I read pretty far through. And
right. Well, I think it was saved.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's when AI is good. Yeah.
So with that, anybody make a motion?
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Perfect.
I'll second that.
Second, Scott. All right, let's go. Guys, just bring it down.
Hey, hold on a minute.
Meeting is still going on.
You guys
want to
talk on? Go out.
We'll get to you in just a second. Judy.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yes.
Abstain.
You weren't here.
I was not here.
Tim, yes. Brian.
Yes.
What's that? Scott.
Yes.
Linda.
Abstain. I was in Costa Rica. Sorry.
Oh, you have to tell the
oh sure. Rub it in.
Yes.
And
this
Kevin.
Yeah,
twice.
Okay. Last little bit. Anything for town planning? No? I got nothing more.
We encumbered the money.
Yeah. All right. If you guys want now, any public comment? On whatever you want.
One at a time. Name,
one,
please.
One gentleman. He has some things he wants to...
Yep,
Mark Lucier, Diamond Hill, a butter, 103 Diamond Hill. My concern is with the entrance to this property. That's a sharp corner. Mm. It's dangerous. You may be able to see people as you're coming up the hill, but if you're coming from the other end, cresting the hill and going down, that's a totally blind spot.
It's also a very narrow road. It's not...
Can you wait?
Yep. We got to do state names so you're on the record.
And I also have concerns with water runoff. They want to catch it all. I have a well. I depend on some of that water flow coming onto my property to fill my well. They put that road in there. They're basically building a dam right across that whole property line. And I'm on the other side of the wall. Amongst other things, but those are the two main ones. Water and that road.
Yep.
You know, that's 9 more wells in the area with 2 more wells across the street potentially. It's, you know, it's a precarious situation. It's all rock. And I think water is an issue, you know, a lot of the time. And I think you guys got to take that into consideration on the size of these. Because if they what are my choices? My well goes dry. Well, it sucks for you. I mean, is there any recourse?
I live on Langford, and I have a deep well, and the return isn't very high rate. What's your depth?
I'm at 400 feet. My neighbor right there, she's at 1,000 feet.
Do you have any idea what your rate of refresh is?
Maybe 5 gallons. Maybe. And I got 2 wells. I got the other surface well 20 feet deep. You know, that goes dry. We've had a couple of real dry seasons. So just keep that into consideration when you're improving these things. And, you know, been here for 30 years.
Move on.
Am I supposed to
33, I could be out of water, and then what am I going to do?
We can't respond. Okay. We can't respond. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
Really
good.
I'm Beverly Cole. I'm right at the property where the road's going in. And is there a rule or anything about how far they can put a road next to somebody's property, property line?
It's not like a structure.
So they can go right along my property line with their road.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're planning on paving it or if it's going to be gravel.
No, it'd have to be paved because they want it to be a town road. So it has to meet the town specs.
Oh, okay, that's good.
4 foot shoulder. Besides the road.
Well, it's 30, 33 foot right away.
Yeah, he's got 60,
they got 60 feet. They got enough.
It should be 8. It should be, yeah, just making it.
Yeah, 60 foot makes it. Yeah.
All those cars are going to be going back and forth right along our bedroom. And we have medical issues and the dust and the noise and everything. I'm just wondering if there's any way they could put up some kind of privacy fence or something to not have that road just right on the side of our house, and it's close. I mean, if we hear them now when they go in there to look at it or survey it, that's all you can hear. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it will be better if it's paved, but still,
right. Yeah.
We have some concerns about all
the
that.
Screening
traffic.
Screening is something we can bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then they'll be here, and they'll be there, and it's something we can, because I've been involved in things like that.
Yeah.
I just met them for the first time yesterday. They seemed very sincere and interested in doing the right thing. At least that's my read on them.
Yeah.
So.
It's just very disruptive to our quiet road.
Nobody wants development next to
us.
I know. And it is hard if there's a lot of cars coming in and out of there, and you come around that corner, and there's trucks all the time for UPS and all them.
The one thing you need to understand, too, is that we are limited in what we can say no to and how we can say no. So we just have to, we have to hold them to the standards, and whether we can accept it or reject it, we can't comment on because we're not even close to having that in our hands yet. I'm just saying that there's rules and regs and requirements all the way down the list that we have to juggle and deal with.
But it's too bad we couldn't have a conversation with them before they do all this to say what we think.
Talk to your state legislator.
Yeah.
We'll go up to Concord and let them know how you feel.
You will get the chance before we even get into a discussion.
Oh, jeez.
Okay? So what I'm saying is that before we go into deliberations about this, whether we accept or reject or make amendments and changes, you guys will get you'll get your piece to say before we do.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the important thing to remember. We have to go through a process here. Like even us, Mark brought something up. We're like, well, it's not the time and point, right? We can't jump the rails. So you guys get to speak before we do, before we deliberate. So
hopefully February, maybe.
Yeah.
Not even then.
The 19th.
It depends. If they come in and it's accepted as complete, it will go right to public hearing.
At that night.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's only approving the plan when we accept it.
Right.
That's not approving the development.
That's
right.
Thing they're doing.
Yeah. Right.
Let's clarify that. You're accepting.
Right.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Right. But you said you're approving accepting.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard
it's,
that too.
We're
approving.
You only accept the plan that they're saying they're, it's complete. Then we have to go through the deliberations of approve or not.
After you have your comment.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But you guys are up first.
Yeah, their comments are integrated into the discussion. Your comments and the engineer and the applicant will be here, and that's the time to bring them up, because they want, like you said, they generally, if say you have an abutter that has a concern, I can't speak for them, but you want to be a good neighbor, and if you're saying as a neighbor reasonably you're saying that's going to be this, then why shouldn't they plant a few trees or do something, or I like the trees better, they get bigger and denser, than a fence, but whatever, but you have that, we have a chance to have the discussion, and maybe they'll,
And there's a lot of water that runs from across the street down around my property too, and if they're
flooding over there
and they're pushing that over more, we're gonna get flooded out.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So Gail Pellegrino.
Name.
On the chart is Gail Hupfinger. I'm at the bottom of the hill. I abut them.
What's the address?
150 Diamond Hill Road. I'm concerned, one, their easement shows it goes right into my property, not into theirs. Two, they don't show, I have wetland on my property existing now. They're not showing any of the wetlands. I'm worried that it's going to get worse. I'm going to get flooded. My trails will get flooded. Also, that corner, as two other neighbors have said, I go out there with a horse trailer. I cannot pass another vehicle mm-hmm. on that corner. If people are coming out, that's a hazard. I mean, it's an absolute hazard. And Severino's building more houses across the way, and it's just going to become even worse. So that really needs to be addressed. I know the road agent needs to be involved, but those are my three concerns, as well as the water on Diamond Hill Road is not handled well at all. There's no culverts on that road, except for the going down to 27. There's nothing going the other way. Went all of our neighbors this way.
Anybody else?
So you're saying the road is a hazard pre-development, like even if
oh, yeah.
nothing
yes,
ever
right
happened,
now.
It's a
now.
Hazard.
Well, if you were driving up that road and I was coming with my truck and trailer because
yeah.
I have a
yeah.
45 foot long vehicle, I have to stop so you can get through it.
So you're past that turn that their driveway's coming in at.
It's right on
that
turn.
So should there be a sign? Like, what would be a good idea just for with the road? Should there be a sign? Like, if there's a known safety concern right now, even if this development didn't happen, you still want to address that.
Well, the
concern.
Road isn't wide enough. We've already
well,
discussed
there's,
that.
Well, there's one other caveat to that, and that is we are entitled to do off-site improvements, too. We can require that if that's mandated.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so that's a discussion we'll have with the road agent when he looks at everything, and you can cite your concerns. And if it requires some off-site improvements, then we can require that as part of the development.
Yeah,
even with Tom Severino just developing the driveways they're doing right now, and he's legitimate with parking a vehicle there, you cannot drive a large vehicle past that. It's the road is...
I couldn't get out of my driveway when Tom was working on the driveway because the driveway they're working on is directly across from my driveway. So to pull the horse trailer out, I couldn't do it. So it wasn't a day that I could use my trailer. I had to plan something else. The road is not wide enough at all. It's a small road. It's a kind of scenic road. And it just doesn't meet
it's got
little traffic.
It's got that
yeah.
notch in it,
okay.
right where that driveway
okay.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, we should stop here before we.
Those are good. I'm glad you did have them.
Yeah.
On my
adds,
right.
Anybody else?
Yeah. One more thing. I thought in the past someone wanted to build other houses on that road, and we understood that the pitch of the road would not allow that. To have more houses built on that road.
No, they didn't want to put a road in. That was the issue.
It gets expensive.
They didn't want to build a road to develop it.
Into those
actually,
lots.
Right, that was their main issue.
That's not what the land I purchased, my understanding was the town wouldn't allow them to build because of the grade of the road.
Right.
And they didn't want to...
No.
Change the infrastructure of the town. Now that was several many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15 years ago.
I'm talking about the more recent one to this one. They didn't want to put a road in before these gentlemen bought it. There was another developer that wanted to do something.
Oh no,
this was another one
at the end.
You're talking about my property.
Yeah. I remember they said something about the pitch of the road.
The pitch of the road. They went
okay.
at that point in time. So is the pitch of the road still an issue with the town?
I know that's something that we'll have to have a conversation with the road agent.
Yeah. Right. So
I don't believe school buses are allowed down the road.
They were, though. So. They went all the way to the end and put a street light.
Really?
Because somebody insisted that Linda and...
We're getting off track.
Right? Yep.
Yeah, they requested they pick up their kids, the people that had that house before. So they had the bus go right to the end, all the way down, and put in the street light.
No, I pay for the street light.
No. I pay for the street light.
All right, well, let us...
okay.
Wait, we got...
And I don't know if
this has anything to do with you guys, but what's public service say in the utilities? I know they have on the plans it was all underground, and what if that can't happen? What if they're putting poles down there? What side of the road would they put the poles? And the only reason I'm asking is I got a long stretch of, you know, property there. And what the public service did to the trees in front of my house, I don't want them doing to the trees in the back of my house.
Yeah, we can't, you know, we require underground service.
You require underground
yeah,
service?
That's a town yeah. reg.
And this yeah. plan has them as underground.
Yeah. So that's all I can say. I don't, we require underground service. Yeah.
All right. What about blasting?
So, good night. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I got nothing for you.
No, there's no comment.
We can't comment. We can listen to you, but we can't. We can take it all in. Trust me.
Next time I'll be asking about blasting.
Cool. See you on the live stream.
That was the blast. The blast.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. See you, Mark.
So, what happens?
You don't get permission or not permission to blast.
No.
Yeah.
That's not.
So,
not
is
us.
There any type of? I don't know. I can't remember the word that they put money in case of any damage to the letters. An escrow account.
Yeah, they put
abutters.
A bond.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
They'll have a bond.
Yeah.
So basically, there's got to be a bond put in to monitor wells.
Yeah.
And foundations.
Right. They have to
foundations
go
and septic because they're always
inspections. They got to go in before, pre, and post.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Inspect all the neighbors.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if they do any blasting, say they crack your foundation, or
like you said, all the wells.
They have to. You know, they're gonna want their insurance company's gonna want to say, all right, what was the before and what is it now, to make sure to estimate the damage.
When the guy behind me bought Stubby's property, we didn't like the fact there was development going on. It disrupted our life, and there was all kinds of blasting, and it was really disruptive. He's turned into a great neighbor. And somebody pointed out to me, you could have bought that land. It's like, yeah. And he said, if you bought that land, and you'd want to develop it.
It's the same comment from everybody. Nobody wants development next to him.
Right, but the fact is, they could have bought the land, and if they bought the land, they'd want to do something with it too. And it's like, it was a lesson for me. And it's like, you know, it's like, it's true.
And Tim said, like you said, he said, we're constrained by regulation as well. There's only so much, we can't just because somebody doesn't like something.
Yeah,
like,
we don't like that. Okay,
we don't,
now you can't.
It's like we,
yeah. we're constrained on certain things, you know, and there may be some issues here. We don't know how to do it yet. The turning, the entrance is certainly the one that comes to my mind that's an issue.
That entrance is the water coming down the road. I have a concern because you know how steep it is. It's coming down. Now it hits that area. Is it going to wash out into the neighbor? Or is it going to wash out the road? And we're going to have to end up maintaining it, paying for maintenance every year with that.
Yeah,
you know? So that's why I want them to engineer.
Right.
Definitely. Put some engineering into it because I don't want to be paying for that washout every year.
Yeah, that was a great point.
Yeah. And like I said, I was concerned about water getting onto Diamond Hill.
Right.
Because if it was going to drain to Diamond Hill, then that water is just going to be flying down
Avalanche.
That hill.
Yeah.
But, you know, their topo map shows that it slopes away from the road right away at like 2% grade.
A lot.
Yeah, like 2% grade right away. So, that relieved a concern of mine.
Right, but Gail was at the bottom of that hill, and that last lot has got a ton of wetlands in it already. So the water that comes down is going to drain.
Yeah, but that's why they have the detention pond.
Yeah, that's why they have to contain.
They have to slow it down.
They can't, pre and post has to be the same.
Right.
They can't put any more on. That's the way it's got
to
be designed.
They can't transfer any of that water that used to be there anywhere but on there. It's the same issue that Severino's had there in their development. And they said, by law, they can't.
Okay.
They cannot allow their water
right.
to create issues down the line.
It has to be designed that way. And that's what good stands
right.
at. Stand up to say, yeah. That's, one thing that I found interesting was with regard to water, because they're saying we don't have any water. And it's funny because There's a guy, his name was
I know, John, the other side John of the road, Seidner, got
John Seidner, who owned land to the east. He drilled, and he's got like a true artesian. I mean, he's got like 100-plus gallons a minute. And if you go down towards Severino down there, so when you think of the aquifer, you think of where is the water in Candier? You think it runs along the spine as it comes up along 101. And then and it just shows you how you never know with water. Mm-hmm. Because here I am thinking, in my mind, I'm like, well, at least they got plenty of water. And then people start giving the testimony that they're like, no, we're down, it's all rock. And, you know, so, and I know even on Fieldstone, when I had 30 gallons a minute up toward the cabin and stuff, Hellmegan people up there, they couldn't get water. And I'm like, so I had an abundance. I could have put a pipe up there and said, here you go, have all you want. You know what I mean? It's like, well, water is really weird.
Yeah, like yeah. Becker apparently has.
Becker, oh, yeah. Exactly. And that's why I was thinking Becker, yeah, and Severino.
I got like 2 to 3 gallons of refill.
Right? Yeah. But you know, how deep are you?
585.
But the problem is, too, and I know this from personal experience, every time you build on a hill, you're drilling a deep well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to get down,
yes,
off the hill.
Well, you just got to get into the ledge. That's all you're getting into.
You know, you got a long drill down just to get
where
you need to be.
But that's on the applicant. I mean, we don't have it. That state, we don't have any jurisdiction over the well.
No,
you know what I mean. It's
if we had evidence, you know,
that
scientific evidence, right, geological evidence that there's no water there, then we can consider it. But we don't.
Like Crowley.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their planning board pulled out a map from southern New Hampshire.
Right.
Do we have such a map as that for Candia?
Yeah, I've got it from, it was in the old Crowley Road report from southern New Hampshire. I can look at that map.
So we can look at Diamond Hill?
Yeah. I think Diamond Hill's on there. I'll have to check and see.
What's that?
I think Diamond Hill's on there. I'll have to check and see. If not, we can probably get the bigger map from southern New Hampshire. For the 19th or 15th or 19th.
19th.
Right? Anybody got anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
I just want to say, before we do that.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Yeah, I just want to say. I want to thank everybody. I think we had a good year. We came a long way. We did a lot of good things. And I want to thank all of you guys for the help and support and for friendship and camaraderie that I really enjoyed the year. And, like, Merry Christmas to everybody here and family and friends and whoever.
There does seem to be a totally different vibe than there used to be.
Well, I just want to say something.
Okay.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Get comfortable. Get comfortable, everybody.
I made the motion.
Tim is like, to me, he's the gift that keeps on giving. He gets better each time. I mean, and Tim, really, you have showed a true aptitude, and I think I haven't talked to everybody, but we've all said, holy cow, like you were meant for the job. And I go all the way back to when Brian and I met you at the polls there, and we pulled you in, and here you are sitting there, like, and I've got somebody might have heard me last week, because my wife wasn't supposed to be there, but I said, Tim's doing such a great job, and I was on the live mic, you know what I mean? But, and so, yeah, I mean, it really, and I like the way everybody's getting into it. Kevin and, you know, and Judith, they went to the...
I would have liked to have gone.
And going to the other board meetings has been like,
I think it was eye-opening.
We were in Raymond and we were in Chester.
Yeah.
And,
very different.
You know, it was, right?
Yeah, we're much better.
And Tim's kind of a competitive guy, so he's like, he wants to be the best damn plan board in all of Southern Maine.
Damn Skippy, yeah. And, you know, so I walked in there going, oh, man, we're going to look like shit. It was like, hey, damn, hot damn, we all look pretty good. And, but that's a credit to everybody, right? This board does do a good job.
He's trying to do what's best for the town, too.
It's hard. Right. No, it's a really good board. It's very balanced, you know.
Did you make your motion?
I already made it.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
And how about...